An unusual blog tour. The bus stops here. A few weeks ago, my charming, creative, and adventurous online friend, Rosalind Tanner Evans, asked me to be part of a blog tour, explaining that she'd passed the baton to me as one of her three selected bloggers and would answer a few questions about her blogging practices. I accepted. Then Roz, who is thriving in a new jewelry design business called Earth and Moon Design, wrote about how answering the four questions opened her eyes to revelations about herself. The same thing happened to me. Let me answer the questions and you'll see what I mean. What am I working on? As a lifelong entrepreneur, I've always believed in having what I call my quilt of activities. Others call that multiple streams of income. My readers know me best as a money mentor, helping people, primarily women, take command and control of their finances in order to build a more secure financial future. But I also have an import-export consulting business and a large-scale international power generation consulting practice. The first one keeps my fingers in many pies as I guide companies, usually small ones, to be more competitive by helping them import or export products. The second one involves me in major projects in foreign countries. Sometimes they're petroleum-related, sometimes related to electricity, heavy equipment and investments. In short, projects that can take years to come to fruition. Both these activities have been the backbone of my career, spanning more than four decades. Lastly, more recently, I've given in to a playful, creative urge that has led me to launch a jewelry line that combines two worlds I love. I use agates that come from my home country of Brazil, where my father had mines. And I use Venetian glass that I discovered during the years I worked in Europe. A full plate, right? How does my work differ from others of its genre? Here, let's stick to the activity you know me for, money mentoring. This activity grew out of a personal event that took place in my early 50s. I lost all my money despite being a finance person who was good with numbers. Details can be found in my story. As I rebuilt my life from scratch and sought to understand how that loss had happened, I realized I wasn't alone. Many women operate under all sorts of mixed messages, unclear understandings, and a form of money blindness, mostly because of how they were raised around money. Over the years, money has become the topic du jour. Today, everyone offers money programs on mindset, on changing expectations, on spiritual alignment. Where my work differs is that it addresses the psychological messaging, but then it gets down to brass tacks, hard numbers. And here come my favorite expressions: personal responsibility and self-determination. I'm probably one of the most empathetic cheerleaders you know. But I'm also a no-nonsense, no-holds-barred, let's-get-you-in-charge-of-these-numbers mentor. I lovingly confront my readers with their reality, always giving them the steps to fix things. As I often say, your life today is the accumulation of all of your past decisions. The good news is that you can change it by making better decisions. Why do I write what I do? For the past 4 years, I've been driven to share all my knowledge about money. Part of that drive comes from having watched my mother face financial uncertainty in her last years. The look on her face broke my heart. And part of that drive comes from knowing that virtually every woman has inside her the ability to take control of her finances. It's not rocket science, but someone needs to show her that truth. For 4 years, I've tried to show my readers that truth. How does my writing process work? I have a lot of respect for people who talk about writing calendars and content management. I really do. But I don't function that way. I stay connected to my universe of women readers, whether clients or not, through Facebook, the comments on my articles, emails I receive asking for guidance, or calls for straight-out help. During the week, certain ideas stick in my brain. I see new patterns, new concerns. And when it comes time to write, usually the night before publication, I pick one of the ideas. I sit with it for a few minutes and maybe research a fact or two that supports my position. Then I allow the floodgates to open. I call them my downloads. Words flow out of my fingers, and an hour later, an article of 800 to 1,000 words is ready to record for the accompanying audio, like this one. I've done this nearly 200 times, 191 to be exact. So why the unusual blog tour? Because the bus stops here. I'm done writing. I know how many women have made wonderful life changes as a result of my words. I also know how many read my words week in, week out, tell me how great my writing is, and change nothing. I see some women buying into fantasy business solutions that are destined to fail and to leave them even worse off. I see the way the internet disseminates information with no filters of truth, yet some strange mantle of credibility. I see more busyness than business. I don't believe my words can do any more good right now. The 191 articles plus two wonderful guest articles will stay up for anyone to benefit. But it's time for me to ride off into the sunset and reinvent how I share what I know. Instead of writing and mentoring, I'm going to dedicate that time to visiting offline universes. I'll see if I can conjure up something that will reach more women and inspire them to make the changes needed for them to take care of themselves. Meanwhile, I'll see you on Facebook. I'll click like and make my little comments. I'll post pictures of wherever I roam. I might even put my jewelry designs online and tempt you with my beauties. Know that you'll be in my heart and that I'll be available for financial 911 calls. As the eternal cheerleader, I'll even hold on to my pom-poms. And I'll be back when the time's right for you and for me. As we say here in South Florida, hasta luego. Warmly, Sharon.